Blog Talk Radio.
Context of white supremacy, Dusty Renegade, in for a surprise edition. I was enjoying my hiatus. And really enjoying. I don't really do a lot for fun. I invest the vast majority of my time in racism, white supremacy, doing shows. You know, you look at the show count. I did 20 programs last month. I stay active, as I said I would, if I got my MacBook Pro. I was enjoying my time off and just did some thinking, and had some what I think is important life-saving information that I wanted to share. I said on the most recent broadcast that black people, we really are addicted to drama, like particularly drama between black people. We're addicted to it. It's really a sickening aspect of our programming where we really get into, you know, Biggie and Tupac, and I mean Malcolm X and the Nation of Islam. Well, really, I was going to say Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr., but, you know, got to say Malcolm X and Nation of Islam and split with Elijah Muhammad. Like, we really just have a sick addiction to drama, conflict between fellow victims. And I was thinking that, you know, we really should be doing as much as possible to check that. And, in fact, man, I just had this discussion during the female discussion last week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I'll pull it up. I'll try to be accurate. It was last Friday, November 26, 2010, when we had the female forum to share their views on racism, white supremacy. And I was talking to a listener, and he said, do you have suggestions on ways to kind of curb the tendency to have a lot of ego amongst black people? And I said, you know, talk to white people. Like, that's one way that, you know, you can kind of check your ego. And I said, in fact, I think white people, they serve as kind of the ego buster for non-white people, and kind of, you know, letting black people know their place, if you will, in a system of racism, white supremacy. And I thought I remembered the fact that amongst all of the folks who were on the roundtable, myself, King Samir, Sister Nefertari, King Samir, Irritated Genie of Southeast, Brother Louis Ali, I believe I'm the only person that talks to white people on their program consistently, only one. I thought that was significant, and I think it's even more significant now. The crux of this broadcast is just, as my man 909 is fond of saying, logical fallacies, right? Things when the logic fails, right? When you're looking at something and you are attempting to understand the logic of things that are happening around you within the context of white supremacy, logical fallacies should stick out. Logical fallacies would be like someone telling you that 1 + 1 = 3. It is a logical fallacy, right? It is a logical fallacy to think. I mean, just everything about what I have to say on this program is just like a gigantic logical fallacy. I want to make sure that I center this around a challenge. I have a compensatory request, and it's kind of a challenge. You know, these are make sure my sound effects are in order. Yeah, context of white supremacy. It's a request. You know, I'm a double whammy victim of racism, white supremacy, and I'm not in a position to issue challenges. So it's a request, but, you know, I feel like these are really boastful, prideful people that I'm talking about. Irritated Genie, King Samir, and Sister Nefertari. These are really prideful folks. So this is the challenge. This is to demonstrate our commitment to you know, destruction of white civilization, really ending racism, white supremacy, our understanding of that and how our understanding is reflected in the way we use our time and energy. I'm going to say that one more time because this is a tool. Someone recently asked me how you gauge effectiveness in racism, white supremacy. This is a tool. You can measure how a person utilizes their time and energy according to their understanding of racism, white supremacy. I'll say that one more time. You can gauge, right? You can make an estimate of a person's understanding of racism, white supremacy by evaluating the way they use their time and energy according to their understanding, as you know, as they've articulated it. You have folks who say, you know, they're black and proud, black nationalists, pan-Africanists, right? All black people uniting together to go out and end white supremacy and, in fact, establish black domination, right? Logical fallacies, keep that in mind. These folks also, and this would be, I'm talking to King Sabiq, well, I'll say specifically, Sister Nefertari, Irritated Genie, talk specifically about Jews. That should be highlighted, right? A specific gripe about Jews. They name call them small hats, right? All the, I mean, you can go back, we got a lot of evidence. They were on the program a lot, you know. Sister Nefertari three times, Irritated Genie, you know, many times, a plethora of times. So we got a lot of evidence. These people talk about small hats all the time. Tim Wise should be like the epitome of Satan for these folks, right? They speak about the white devil, white cracker. We got a lot of evidence here. I can be a little boastful, even as a double whammy victim, because we got so much evidence. You know, someone asked me if I had any regrets about anything that happened, and I said, absolutely not. It's been a tremendous learning experience, and I hope that this is a contribution to it. And at the end of the day, you know, we did not get an A on this test, but we're going to do better, and this program is a part of us improving. Just looking for logical fallacies, following the logic, and when you find things that don't add up, logical fallacies. So Tim Wise should be the epitome of Satan for these folks. Not only is he an admitted racist, he is a small hat, and he referenced Dr. Welzin's work as pseudoscientific bullshit. Let me make sure I say that again real slow so, you know, we catch it and we just home run all of this so you all say, ah, the light bulb goes off for everybody. And, you know, we'll get a test real quick about black nationalism, Sister Nefertari, Gus T. Renegade, all that. You can add it up because I'm saying this is like slam dunk. 90% of people who hear this will understand it. A challenge will be issued. Or really, it's a request for people to, you know, put up or shut up. Get out of the way. You're demonstrating your lack of understanding of racism, white supremacy, and we got to be humble about this thing, you know? We got to be humble. That's why I'm suspicious of a lot of hoopla. And, that's right. We got to be suspicious of that because we're in a really weak position. I told y'all I cringe when people reference me as brother and sister, just, you know. At any rate, so getting back to Tim Wise, should be a fantastic program because this is what black people love, beef. So I'm getting at like three people and four and Tim Wise because the crux of this will be Tim Wise. If things go correctly, people should be getting at Tim Wise. Now, if things don't go the right way, then we got a lot of questions about a lot of things, which is what this is all about. Gus could be totally incorrect. That's why I said we're just looking. Follow the logic. When things don't add up logically, logical fallacies. So Tim Wise should be the epitome of Satan for these folks. And you got, man, Cal's archive should be blowing up based on this program because I'm getting that known public figures, and I got lots of archives. Tim Wise has been here like seven times. You can go back in the archives, buckets and buckets of words. That is an infamous broad. If you don't listen to anyone, make sure you listen to the one. He was here in January of 2010, epic program. Truth just is epic program. Gotta listen to that one. The centerpiece, the exchange he had with Justice. See, I'm not bragging because I'm not in the centerpiece. It's between Justice and Tim Wise. I mean, Wow. And for the legend of justice, her email address, justice.asap. And you hear it when people say buckets and buckets of words. That's the program they're referencing. Sister Nefertari said it during the roundtable this past weekend. So, Cal's archives should be blowing up. Somebody said that the other day. People don't know about the Cal's archives. They're suggesting people that have already been here, like Dr. Georgia Groove. She's been here twice. Dr. Kenneth O'Reilly's been here twice. I'm going to try and see if I can get him back for a third time to ask him about our good friend and brother, Irritated Genie, to see what he thinks about our good friend, Ayo Kamasi, who's employed at Homeland Security and running around talking about kill all white people. You can do it in cells and referencing people as an agent. I'm going to see if I can set that up. Stay tuned. But, yeah. We've done so many shows here on the Cows that all the people that I'm talking about, you can just go back and listen. You don't have to believe anything that I say. Most of the stuff that I'm going to reference, you know, they said it on the show. It's a matter of public record. Like everything I shared about King Samir, it's a matter of public record. So you can just go back, listen to the archives of the Cows. It's on iTunes. If you click the iTunes symbol at the top of the show page for the Cows, it'll open up iTunes and, yeah, you'll be able to check out all of the episodes. You can go through and just download the ones you want. Neely Fuller, Dr. Welsing, Tim Wise, been here six times. Sister Nefertari, Mary Lou Nzinga. If I had wrote down her real name, I would have given it just now. Irritated Genie, a.k.a. Ayo Kamasi, admitted employee of Homeland Security. King Samir, I do have his real name. It's Maurice Keith. I'll look it up during the broadcast because I got his real name as well. So, yeah, this is, you know, let's just put our cards on the table and follow the logic. It's not personal. It's not personal. It's not personal. It's just following the logic. Now, if all of these folks say white people are the problem, kill whitey, Tim Wise should be like the epitome of the devil. If you believe in the boogeyman and all that, they certainly believe white supremacy exists. It doesn't get any worse than Tim Wise. Admitted racist, the despicable way that he conducted himself with justice, according to his own testimony. Admitted racist, so-called small hat, right? Sister Nefertari and Irritated Genie, they got racks of audio talking about small hats and Jews and all that, whatever that means, Jews and blacks and blah, blah, blah. Tim Wise should be Satan. They've heard that program. I haven't heard any of them say, we're going to get a Tim Wise. Yeah, he said Dr. Weldon's work was pseudoscientific bullshit. I haven't heard them open their mouth about Tim Wise. He's been on this program how many times? They've listened to that program. They know the buckets and buckets of words. How come they haven't said a word about Tim Wise? That's one of my goals for the year. That's another reason that you keep goals. You keep in mind anything that you do, it should be contributing to those goals. This was, it was constructive. This was contributing to a lot of my goals for the year, growing the show, working against having sex with white people, making counter-racism profitable. It was working towards quite a few of the goals that I had set for the year. It was compromising one, the time that I needed to write the book. It was compromising one, but, you know, if you can get 3 out of 5, you know, that is a compromise. You know, you really should be looking for 5 for 5. So, you know, and I'm admitting I was slacking on my job here. So maybe that's another lesson. Don't compromise. If you set your goals at 5 for 5, don't slouch. If it gets hard, if it gets tough, I think that's one way racist white supremacists get us frequently is that they will, you know, we're looking for the whole shebang. They'll offer us a few trinkets. It'll be short of the goal, but, you know, it'll be an improvement. Like, you know, we're in a really bad cell, and we have a poor bed and bad food, they will come and, you know, give improvements, give you more food, better clothes, you get a better room, maybe even a white woman or a white man, you know, whatever. You get your trinkets, television show, anything, job at Homeland Security. So you get whatever, and, you know, things are slightly better. You haven't replaced white supremacy with justice, but you have at least improve your personal life, you know, which self-preservation, I feel it in us all, and Gus T. Renegade. So, yeah, moral of the story, don't compromise your own goals. Set those goals and really shoot to get them all. You know, 60% is not acceptable, 80%, you know, 100%. Set those goals and look to get them all. Okay, so I was compromising my goal on writing the children's book to do, you know, at least I'll get 3, and I'm working with these folks, and that'll be great. But, you know, you really just got to be paying attention, and that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing, and I'm following the logic. The fact that these folks never said anything about Tim Wise, I find highly suspicious. They never said a word about him publicly. Sister Nefertari and I had agreed to do a program on Halloween, no less. It was planned the day, and I just want you to check this. Like, really just think about this. This is not personal. This is just following the logic and a request. Let me make sure I get my request. My request is that if these guys are really about getting at these white people, and they all say, kill the cracker, death to the cracker, small hats, get at Tim Wise. Follow the logic, ask the question. Has Tim Wise created a greater offense against black people, or has Gus T. Renegade created a bigger offense against black people? And more importantly, under a system of white supremacy, who would it make logical sense for me to attack, Tim Wise or Gus T. Renegade? Under a system of white supremacy, the admitted white supremacist small hat, Tim Wise, so-called Jew, or Gus T. Renegade, black male, victim of racism.
Double whammy.
Thank you. Victim of racism, white supremacy. Following the logic, who would it make more sense to get at, right? So me following the logic, it would be Tim Wise. The fact that none of them said anything about Tim Wise, that makes me extremely suspicious of all of them, particularly Sister Nefertari and Irritated Jean, Homeland Security employee. Didn't say a word about him. They can get at Gus T. Renegade, but they don't have anything to say about Tim Wise? Are you serious? Are you serious? Where is the campaign to get at Tim Wise? Where is the, you know, vitriol, small hat? We're going to reference Dr. Weldon's work as pseudoscientific bullshit. Where is, you know, the tirade against him? Did I miss that show? If they did that show, please send it to me. I would love to hear that. I would think, you know, that should be in the archives, because I just don't hear people getting at Tim Wise. You know, I have to take that kind of personal, too, because that means I'm not on my job. I should be convincing people, let's get at Tim Wise. He's an admitted, I mean, hey, he is a worthy white person that we should be paying attention to. He is doing major damage. He is convincing black people that, you know, there are white people who are not racist, like me. that's the result. I've always said that's the impact. He can talk all day about what words he uses and what words he doesn't use and buckets of words. At the end of the day, the effect is that many non-white people end up not seeing him as what he is, a racist, an admitted racist. And admitted so-called Jew. Now, these people sit here and talk about small hats, and I'm talking about Irritated Jean, Ayo Kumasi, and Sister Nefertari, Mary Moot and Nzinga. They sit here and talk about small hats and killing white people and don't say a word about Tim Wise. That's crazy. So my challenge is, hey, Gus T. Renegade is not the main problem. The main problem is white people like Tim Wise, so-called small hats, so-called Jew. We're going to get at him. It was not the best investment of time and energy to get at another victim. We should be getting at these white people like Tim Wise. That's who we should be focusing on, unless I'm, you know, look for logical fallacies. Follow the logic. And particularly with Irritated Gene, this was where I started with wanting to do a program, and I felt like I totally failed on my counter-racist job. I failed. Taking an F. And I think listeners are indictable too. I think we all, you know, this is a test. It's great. We have to be honest. We got to be humble. Say all the time, black people are very confused about racism, white supremacy, including myself. You know, we all could have done a lot better, but we will improve. This has been a great test, and we've issued our own test, right? You know, to get people to really show us what's what, their true colors, so to speak. So as I said, Irritated Gene told me. Ayo Kumasi, he told me about 2 months ago that he worked for Homeland Security. I didn't, you know, really wig out. Like I said, I filed it. I did not forget it. I felt it was pertinent information. But I undervalued it. I mean, the logic that I have today, I should have had then. So I get an F. I get an F, put a big F on the screen for Gus T. Renegade. I get an F. However, you all didn't do that well either, because nobody really said anything to me. I can only say the gentleman who made the suggestion for Calvin Thomas from The Long Road from Slavery to Mental Illness, outstanding program back in October. He did send me a message after the program that Jeannie and I did, Ayo Kamathi and I did on Negroes with Guns, that he felt like there was something suspicious about Jeannie and that it sounded like an agent. He said that on the program. So credit due. And I think there was a black female caller. She called in the program that Jeannie did on agents. And that's what I mean, logical fallacies. You've got someone who's an employee for Homeland Security doing programs where he's talking about killing all white people, doing so in cells. He said that. You can go back and listen to the program Jeannie and I did in July. That's why I said the archives should be flying, like boom, boom, boom. Cal should be blowing up as a really important show. Because it is. I mean, man. If you like drama, man. He was here today, Jeannie. He was here in July of 2010. We talked about Chancellor Williams' destruction of black civilization at the request of Mr. Nero. And he was talking about, you know, you got to totally eradicate white people, you got to kill them all, right? Same thing the roundtable was about at the end of November. And he went into details about doing it in cells. He said it could be done in a very small group, 3 people, it could be done in cells. This is a matter of public record. You can go down. In fact, you should download it immediately. Because if he does work for Homeland Security, they could, you know, turn this off, delete the show. I told y'all, get the archives, download the archives. I told y'all this could all disappear. And, you know, I mean, yeah, so download. And share it, you know, put it up places if you think it's constructive, you know, if you think, you know, this is helpful information for victims of racism. So he was here in July. He's talking about doing this, killing white people in cells, in, you know, groups that could be 2-3 people. He said this. I know that listeners picked up on that. Listeners were saying, you know, I'm in the seat in the 3-cell group at this point. And I mean, that's crazy. That's what Homeland Security is locking up people right now for, that sort of craziness. Even being a suspect of doing that sort of thing. They lock up people right now. Cynthia McKinney, what did she say? That's the organization that allows for white people to keep their foot on our neck, black people. That's what she said, Cynthia McKinney. He's talking about this on the show. And in fact, Mickey, wait, because I really got to drive this home. I mean, we really got to slam dunk. Irritated Jeannie has got to go. Like, no, man, I mean, this is not cool at all. Like, this is just following the logic. This is way too suspicious. I'm going to take a break just so I can promote this on Facebook, download the programs. When I come back, I'm really going to make an effort to drill this home, just following the logic, your understanding of racism, white supremacy, and why things are not adding up. And the Tim Wise, that's real suspicious too. Context of white supremacy. I'm going to take a quick commercial and support Mr. Edward Williams, and we'll be right back.
Is racism hurting you? On issues of race, are you unable to speak, think, and act with clarity and confidence? Are you tired of laughing when nothing is funny, smiling when you are not happy, agreeing when you really disagree? CounterRacism.com, you can learn specific strategies and techniques to counter the behaviors of the people who practice racism in all areas of activity. Using words correctly, following counter-racist logic, even counter-racist science projects designed to reveal what racism is, how it works, and how to counter it. The open source code writing format allows you to pick and choose from a variety of counter-racist suggestions so you can produce the code that works for you. Stop by counterracism.com today and help replace racism with justice.
That's counter-racism.com.
Context of white supremacy. We got a show in a few hours. Brother James X, he is in the Seattle chapter of the Nation of Islam. He does his own television broadcast. Hereafter TV, the Hereafter TV. Most importantly, in addition to being in the Nation of Islam, he has a white parent. He'll be here on Saturday, December 4th at 10 p.m. Eastern 9 p.m. Central and 7 p.m. Pacific. That is Brother James X, Nation of Islam, White Parent, Cowbells. Okay, so like I said, a lot of this is, I mean, this is just following the logic. This is just, you know, I tell people often, I've been doing more shows and just more active, you know, having to use more and more of my time and energy and just doing more brain work and such. And the thing that I lean on more than anything is my confidence and my understanding of racism, white supremacy, and just following the logic and just trying to be alert about things. And, you know, I would say this, I think my confidence in this stems from my confidence and my understanding of racism, white supremacy, and what it's designed to do, things that are designed to happen and things that we should be trying to avoid and or minimize in the system of white supremacy. The crux of this, irritated Jeannie, and I was slipping. We should have had this meeting immediately, like the day he said it. It should have been had, because at the point he said this, he had already made the comment about killing white people in cells and killing all white people. You know, so this should have been, you know, the same day. You know, so I failed. I did not. You know, I was slipping on my job, and you know, we'll get better. We'll get better. We better get better. We better get better. And I was just following the logic, and the more I thought about everything that went down, and I didn't listen to the show that Sister Nefertari and Irritated Jeannie and King Samir did this past Wednesday. That would be Wednesday, December 3rd. I did not listen to the program, so that would be Wednesday, December 1st. Sorry about that. It aired originally Wednesday, December 1st. I didn't listen to the program. I was frolicking and having a really good time. I didn't hear anything, but people wrote me about it. Thank you for the concern, and you know, reaching out. Thank you everybody who emailed me. But yeah, I didn't listen to it, but I heard, you know, tidbits, and it's just, you know, about following the logic and what I see here. I dropped the ball and not, you know, just quickly stating and letting everybody know, Irritated Jeannie is an employee at Homeland Security. And when he said that, my immediate response should have been, what is your name? I shouldn't just know someone who is employed with Homeland Security, which is what allows white people to keep their foot on the neck of black people. I shouldn't know someone who's employed at Homeland Security strictly on the basis of the Irritated Jeannie, which I know is not your real name. It shouldn't be on that basis, and it should be immediate. What is your real name? Anytime you meet someone who divulges that they are a white supremacist enforcement official or white supremacist enforcement agent, it should be immediately, you know, what is your legal name? I need to know that. Do you have a card? Anytime you meet any such official, anytime, I wouldn't get, man. And that's what I said. Dusty Renegade F. And if I had a brother, and sorry, I should have. Sorry, gonna do better. And a big part of it, I've told people, you know, when you are doing racism, white supremacy, you really gotta value your work. You know, I was slipping on that before in not valuing. I said that Dusty Renegade, back of the bus, when we were doing the cows originally on the university radio station in 2007. We weren't recording the shows, so I don't have any of those shows. I have the Pharaoh Wintry, that man. I have the first time Pharaoh Wintry was on the cows with Back of the Bus and Gus from November 2007. That was, Tim Wise was on the show the same month, which was pretty interesting. I do have that, the Tim Wise portion. But yeah, I think I have like one show from not valuing the work, you know, and I think this would be another case of that, you know, not thinking that, you know, the Homeland Security could be concerned about Gus T. Renegade and the cows. I will do better, gang. At any rate, I should have immediately got his name, because I don't think at that point, I did not immediately ask for his name, and I didn't know his legal name. And I think, you know, under these conditions, that is the logical, intelligent thing to do, particularly if this person is talking about killing all white people and doing so in cells. That is insane. That is insane. I was slipping. Victim. So, I mean, and you know, just continue. Like I said, we got evidence of this. You can go back and listen to him talk about cells in the program Destruction of Black Civilization. Also, a lot of constructive information there. You can listen to the program that he did. He did two of them. He did two of them in November. One of them is November 9th, and the other is November 16th. He has so much information on agents, he had to do two shows. Man, like, that's absurd. Like, he works for Homeland Security, and he's so concerned about agents that he has to do two shows. Gee whiz, man, I was slipping. But like I said, nobody really, you know, said anything. Like, maybe you all didn't know he worked for Homeland Security. That was shared. Kiti Owadu, I do have to say that he invests quite a bit of time and energy and has been doing so for a while with information about Jeannie and saying, you know, there's something untoward about this guy. We should be suspicious. Nobody was really saying anything. And like I said, I didn't forget about it, obviously. I just filed it in the reserves of my mind and just kind of let it marinate until I felt like things weren't adding up. But, I mean, things are already not adding up. Things are already not adding up. I didn't have enough respect for Homeland Security at the time and thinking that they could have any involvement with me. But that's what they do. Like, I guess we need to do more programs. I guess I need to hear Dr. O'Reilly again. I'll see if he'll come on and ask him his opinion on all this. And that'll be real interesting because when he was here in April of 2009 to talk about COINTELPRO and Marcus Garvey and all those, yeah, Pan-African people, you should enjoy that program. We talked about Pan-Africanists who lost to racism and white supremacy for not being more depth about white people and their shenanigans. And I told Jeannie, Marcus Garvey got upended by COINTELPRO, but it was through a black person. His closest friend, when he was getting broken up and about to be deported, was a black person who was working for white people directly. Irritated Jeannie knows that. You can ask him about that. Marcus Garvey got undone by somebody who could be exactly like the irritated Jeannie of Southeast, Ayo Kamasi. Make sure y'all understand that before we wrap this here program up. But, yeah, he's talking about agents. He has so much information about agents that he has to do two programs. Are you serious? Are you serious? Get out of here, man. And he's making metaphors. Now, I'm just having to take this on the word of a listener, but someone called into the program that irritated Jeannie, Sister Nefertari, and King Samir that they did about me, Gusty Renegade, not Tim Wise, admitted racist, so-called Jew, so-called small hat, who said Dr. Francis Cress Welsing's work is pseudoscientific bullshit. We discussed that on this program, too. You can go back in the archive. We talked about it on the January program. He admitted it. And you can read the letter where he said it. I put it on my blog. You can check it out. You can read exactly what he said. I think it's linked in the program, in fact, that we talked about it. So you can read what he said. At any rate, I was slipping, irritated Jeannie. The crux of this is that I can't think that white people don't know what you're doing. I mean, this is why I said this really just gets at the crux of understanding racism and white supremacy. I can't think white people don't know, this guy, Ayo Kamasi, is also irritated Jeannie, and he's running around making videos about kill white people, kill all white people, you can do it in cells. Like, you know, am I really to believe that white people don't know this? Are you serious? Are you serious? Am I really to think that white people... The white people who pay you at Homeland Security don't know that you are the irritated. Is that what I'm to think? If he can convince you of that, goddamn, that shows you the power of racism, white supremacy. You just have to take that one because, I mean, there's a lot of gravity around this situation all the way around. That's why I said I failed too. You know, I failed counter-racist test. And I'm telling you, the crux of my failure was not having enough value for my work. You know, and you all could help in that, valuing the program more. I was just going to say that. That was one thing I would like to request how I can get permanent funding for what I do, because I think this is important. I mean, this is incredible information, I think, life-saving, I think, just following the logic in all this. I mean, you'll really learn a lot about racism, white supremacy, the perils of what we're up against, and, you know, you really got to have your mind open because, you know, people that, you know, even if they do have constructive information, they make mistakes, they're victims too. Sometimes their Negro madness programming might pop in, like with Gus. You know, they might just be slipping, not paying attention to things, not connecting the dots. You know, you really got to be on your toes 24/7, and you really got to be willing to say, you know, well, I don't think this is the correct thing to do, and I'm not going to do it. Or this is what I think is the correct thing to do, and I don't care if everybody says I shouldn't do it. If this is what I think is the correct thing to do, and I know I have the correct intentions, you know, let's get to it, you know, and not a lot of lip service about, you know, what should be done. Get to it as soon as possible. Get to it as soon as possible. I mean, to be talking about agents and sales, and I'm to think that the white people that pay you are not informed about this? Am I to think that? I mean, that is ludicrous. That is ludicrous. In fact, according to my understanding of racism, white supremacy, I gotta assume white people know you're doing this. In fact, it's highly possible this is what white people could be paying you to do at Homeland Services. This is the sort of thing they do, and especially given that Brother Jeff was so upset about me not answering the question. When he called in on the roundtable, he made a point of that. Don't let him get off without answering the question. He made a point of that. And then, as the listener pointed out, I think someone wrote this in or called that in, that he was really adamant about, you know, you should have just answered the question. I mean, that's like entrapment, if I, you know, correctly understand the term. I mean, that's total entrapment. Total entrapment. I mean, that's what Homeland Security is doing right now under the Patriot Act, which I knew about in October. Like I said, I was slipping. Should have done better. Should have done much better, particularly at this point in the game. Should have done much better. But I will not make that mistake again. I will not make that mistake again. And as I said, I was kind of keeping my eyes open. I was still willing to go to D.C. because I wanted to investigate. Now, somebody would say that's a poor decision. A family person, I would advise to not do that. I'm not a family person, so I feel like I'm a little more risky. But, yeah, I was still going to go because I felt like, you know, it was an opportunity to explore and to learn more. Like, keeping that in mind, this guy works for Homeland Security, so, you know, anything could happen. And just going to learn more, that was, like I said, I was not going to leave the organization. I was going to stay and continue to observe and learn, which is what, you know, this is all for me, a learning experience that I hope is a learning experience for listeners as well, just being able to, you know, use our minds in a way to challenge racism, white supremacy, and hopefully solving problems, you know. But, yeah, like just not doing the math on that much quicker. You know, white people got to know you're doing this. How could it be possible in a system of white supremacy for a black person to be making videos and have a website, you know, and mail out videos and gift bags of videos for free? They send me videos. I got like four of them for free. Ebony was correct. She shared with me that, you know, I should have just asked for a book, because I would say I'd have a manual. I have like a Homeland Security manual, pretty much. Like it would be a great study guide. So yeah, I wouldn't buy it from the War and Horizon site because that might be, you know, that might be a shell company for Homeland Security for all I know. So I can't really advise it. In fact, I would not advise you to buy it from there. Maybe you shouldn't buy it at all. Maybe you should rent it. But I would like to read it. Man, if we could share that, that would be great. Maybe we should share that book because that might be like a for real, like Homeland Security guide and things that they're saying. And that was, man, this should be great because you'll get it in the description. I'm going to share my views on the so-called Jewish question as well, because everything that particularly Irritated Genie and Assistant Epitari are talking about should be under serious scrutiny. He works for Homeland Security. Ayo Kamathi, he works for Homeland Security. I mean, we really got to scrutinize this big time. And he talked a lot about so-called small hats. He talked a lot about small hats and didn't say a word about Tim Wise, to my recollection. If somebody can point that out, what they did, you know, anything referencing Tim Wise. If anything's on the website, where is that? I haven't seen it. I haven't heard a word from either of them about Tim Wise, and I think he's far more dangerous than Gus T. Renegade to black people. I could be incorrect, but, you know, I would put my list up against Tim Wise any day, just following the logic and the system of white supremacy, who we should be focused on as the greater problem for black people. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to – give me one second. I didn't get to finish my Facebook post. Give me one second, and I need some water. My throat is a little parched. I want to make sure I finish up about being suspicious, particularly on this Jewish thing, because I want people to think about that. I could be incorrect, you know. Think about the Jewish question in particular. I really want to make sure I go over that slowly, and I'm going to also – people did call in, so I'll check to see if they have questions, if what I'm saying is making sense and they can follow the logic on it. But I do want to take a quick water break, so I'm going to play a quick commercial. I'll be right back. Just give me like 30 seconds to clear my throat. Context of white supremacy.
Is racism hurting you? On issues of race, are you unable to speak, think, and act with clarity and confidence? Are you tired of laughing when nothing is funny, smiling when you are not happy, agreeing when you really disagree? CounterRacism.com, you can learn specific strategies and techniques to counter the behaviors of the people who practice racism in all areas of activity. Using words correctly, following counter-racist logic, even counter-racist science projects designed to reveal what racism is, how it works, and how to counter it. The open source code writing format allows you to pick and choose from a variety of counter-racist suggestions so you can produce the code that works for you. Stop by counterracism.com today and help replace racism with justice.
That's counter-racism.com.
Context of white supremacy. I want everybody to keep in mind, you know, I feel like it's taking a dangerous course. But, you know, I feel like this is really like a counter-racist test. Like, we're just following the logic. You know, I'm saying that things are way out of whack enough that if we just slow down and take 5 minutes and look at this, you know, like 90% of black people should look at this and be like, oh, yeah, this is crazy. Like, we should, you know, maybe listen to what Gus is saying about this. Like, this is not making sense at all. Like, how are these people coming out and talking all the time, doing public radio shows, talking about Jews, and I'm pointing to specifically Sister Nefertari Mary Moot and Nzinga, an irritated genie of Southeast, a.k.a. Ayo Kamathi. How can they talk about white people, kill all white people, small hats, Jews, all the time, and have nothing to say about Tim Wise? That was one of my goals for put Tim Wise out. They had nothing to say about him at all. They did a whole program talking about how dumb and stupid and a coon I am, and they had nothing to say about admitted white supremacists. So-called small head, Tim Wise? Like, whoa. And I have to do, like, double whammy on it because Dr. Welding told me some time ago, she said, you know, who's to say Tim Wise could be, you know, on the FBI payroll? Who's to say he's not? And she was, you know, serious. Dr. Welding, she shared that she was mistreated by the FBI very early on in her career. That's a part of why she was dismissed from Howard. I remember she shared that. I believe she also shared that on a broadcast. But, yeah, she shared that with me. She said, who's to say that he's not? I find that strange that Tim Wise should be the epitome of Satan for these folks. They had nothing to say about him. In fact, Professor Griff even said he's divine. Like, what kind of voodoo does this guy have? Like, why can't we get at Tim Wise? Like, you know, forget God. I mean, let's get at Tim Wise. Like, I don't understand. It's logical fallacies. Logical fallacies. They listen to the program. At any rate, but like I said, and also a lot of this, the expectation cannot be that white people don't know what you're doing. I mean, that's absurd. You know, I think using metaphors. Metaphors can be very powerful tools. They can overwhelm your ability to think and use logic, but they also can do a lot to clarify and really help you understand the logic of a situation. It's just you got to pay attention. So I'm saying pay attention. I often use metaphors of prison and slavery when I talk about racism, white supremacy, because I think those are more blatant, more explicit, more concrete examples of racism, white supremacy. I think these are institutions of racism, white supremacy that black people tend to be much more familiar with for, you know, a lot of reasons. But I think they're accurate. They're accurate metaphors for racism, white supremacy. I mean, if you can imagine, how would a prisoner have a secret from the wardens, you know, if you can think of it like that, or a slave on the plantation, how would they, you know, have secrets on the plantation? How would that be possible? You know, the master controls, in both situations, controls every aspect. And that's not to say, you know, you can't just not tell people something. And I think that's why Mr. Fuller says, if two black people know it, then it's not a secret, because one of them's going to tell. And you can watch one of Mr. Fuller's favorites, Shawshank Redemption. Andy Dufresne does not tell Red about his plan to escape. He purposely doesn't tell him, because he knew that they would be able to extract that information from Red, Morgan Freeman's character, Shawshank Redemption. So, yeah, you're not going to have secrets, you know. If you're going to come out and say it, then people are going to know. And I mean, to come out and say it on the radio and think white people don't know, you work at home, I mean, the question also, in addition to getting that person's real name, if anyone ever tells you in casual, right, personal conversation, oh, I work for Homeland Security, or oh, I work for the FBI, or oh, I work for the CIA, or oh, I work for, you know, NSA, anything, what is your real name and what is your salary? Brother Jeff, who threatened violence. Against Gus, suggested violence, in my opinion, against Gus, not Tim Wise. He called in, I believe, on the Wednesday broadcast. I didn't hear the program, but he called in on the Wednesday broadcast, and he shared, I guess he tried to clean up the statement that he made a little bit, and then I didn't hear the program. I got to say that. I didn't hear the program, so I could be incorrect. I'm just going off what I was told, but apparently he did call in. He clarified his comments and said he wasn't suggesting violence, but then issued some sort of challenge about me coming to the D.C. area. But my point in all this, white people, you just can't be making these sort of statements and think white people don't know, particularly if you're employed at Homeland Security. I just think it's totally incorrect. It's totally ludicrous to think that. And I think the response of a logical black person who's just looking at that, follow the logic, totally extract Gus T. Renegade from this equation. What do you think about a black person who's employed at Homeland Security, who's talking about killing white people and doing so in cells, killing all white people, in fact, you know, saying this is a means that could be done? July broadcast, 2010, talking about agents. He did two programs in November 2010 talking about agents, two. referenced that, and according to the Wednesday broadcast, again, I didn't hear it, but he used the metaphor of if you're in the Army, do you listen to your general? That's a really powerful metaphor of, you know, himself being a general, myself being in the military of some sorts and disobeying a general. I mean, whoa, when did I enlist in the Army of the Irritated Genie? Like, whoa, are you serious? Like, what is going on? I mean, what is going on? It just doesn't make sense. Like I said, just following the logic. Am I really to think, in a system of white supremacy, a prison, a slave ship, if you will, that you've got a slave, an inmate, publicly broadcasting to any inmate who will listen that all of the guards should be killed, and you think the guards don't know about this? And in fact, he's explicitly on the payroll of the guards, and they don't know about it? Like, are you serious? We're on the slave plantation, and you've got a slave who is publicly decrying, kill all of these masters, kill every last one of them, kill the babies. Slave is publicly to any slave who will listen, anyone who will listen. He's on the radio all the time. Who could say this and be employed at Homeland Security? Are you serious? And white people don't know? Are you serious? You just got to do the math. Like I said, I was slipping. I get an F on my counter racist test. I still haven't sent my Facebook any. I get an F on my counter racist test. I get an F on my counter racist test. that is just insane. I wouldn't care what Brother Jeff or anybody else had to say. Irritated GD, Ayo Kamavi, you could be on your job for white people right now. What's your salary? what is your salary? How much do white people pay you? I mean, you're going to tell me white people give you $60,000, $70,000? What is your salary? How much money do racist men and racist women give you and then allow you in your free time to talk about killing them? What? What in cell? What? I just find it highly suspicious. What makes it stand out even more, just following the logic of what's happening, even if we ignore all that, which is, that's impossible. In fact, don't ignore all that because it's impossible. Keep all that there. This is an employee of Homeland Security, right? foot on the neck of black people. That's what you keep in mind when you think of Homeland Security. You think of Marcus Garvey's downfall. You think of Fred Hampton's execution. That's what you should think of when you think of Homeland Security. Foot on the neck of black people, especially black people who are working against racism, non-white people working against racism. So keep all that in mind and then think, this guy, Irritated Genie, set up a program to suggest violence against Sarah Susan Seti. I can testify to this. This happened. Set up a dialogue and said that the next black group to take power is going to be a black group that utilizes violence. And I'm paraphrasing, but, utilizes violence to correct things. And suggesting violence against other black people. That's why I said I get to tie this to, my nemesis, Tim Wise. I said that on the show. I said a gentleman called in and he asked me about he said this might have put Warm Horizon out of business. You said you wanted to put Tim Wise out of business, but I think you might have put Warm Horizon out of business. I said that's not the objective. That's the objective is replace white supremacy with justice. Other black people are doing what they're doing. But wait a minute, you work for Homeland Security, and you're talking about killing white people in cells, and then you're going around doing programs, calling people agents, and then setting up programs where another black person, another victim of white supremacy, is to be threatened. That is totally unacceptable. I mean, there is no way I can square that in my mind that, this is on the up and up. Nothing about this is, cool at all. There's nothing anybody could say to me at all to square. This is totally unacceptable behavior. It's totally suspicious. 818, she wrote in, she said, what is worse, Irritated Genie working for Homeland Security, foot on the neck of black people, or Sarah Susan Seti selling drugs? What's worse? And I say that is a fantastic question. That question should be on the table. What's worse? Is Brother Jeff correct? I believe he called in and said that, Homeland Security is, great. When brothers from Homeland Security come around, things improve. That's a far cry from what Cynthia McKinney shared. I don't know. You can put your faith in Brother Jeff, who can show you what they do with snitches in D.C., harming other black people is what it sounds like to me, or six-term member of Congress, 2008 presidential candidate, Cynthia McKinney. Logical fallacies, man, logical fallacies. Things just do not add up. We talk all the time about killing white people, our mortal enemy, and using violence. Contradiction off that, you work for Homeland Security, but then you're talking about killing white people in cells. What? And agents? And then having programs where other black people are being threatened, this is exactly what white people have done, their whole history, setting up conflict between other black people. And I said that. I said that on the program. I told him I didn't agree with that. I didn't agree with that at all. In fact, I told him the person that I felt did the most incorrect thing was King Samir, calling up and threatening Seti. I just didn't think that that was correct. And, there's tons of black people that sell drugs. You're going to go out and beat every black person who's selling drugs? I mean, what is the drug? Are we beating black people who sell cigarettes too? Just stay focused on white people. They are the bottom line. They are causing all the problems. Let's take care of white people. We shouldn't be getting sidetracked to harming other black people. I was going to share that anyway. I'm glad I got an opportunity to do another program. Reneging on my word about all this. That's one of the big lessons that I learned. The violence thing, it's really got to be like anything you can do to minimize conflict between black people. It's got to be totally intolerable. Any black people that are talking about suggesting violence against other black people, totally unacceptable. Anything, doing a lot of name calling and such, that's just totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. Unless that black person is causing direct, violent, life-threatening harm to you or major property damage, unless those two things are happening, it's just totally unacceptable. Part of our programming is we are just conditioned to look for any reason to become violent and in confrontation with other black people because we are too scared to get at these white folks. Let me say it again. That's a major aspect of our programming is that, and that's why that last program was so popular. It wasn't that people have such respect for Gusty Renegade, I don't think. I think it was because we are just addicted to drama. And, he's going to get at Jeannie. Which is why I said this should be real popular because I get to get at Tim Wise and Jeannie. I told a lot of folks. So this should be real popular. It's just about following the logic at the end of the day, and it's got to be totally unacceptable for anyone for what they're doing to have the chance to look like it's going to involve harming another victim of racism. That's got to be totally unacceptable. And I've heard them saying things to suggest violent harm to another black person, Sarah Sutton Seti and myself. That is totally unacceptable. I have not heard them particularly. When I compare it to white people, I haven't heard them call out a single white person that they think should be harmed. Not a one. Not even Tim Wise. Small hat, admitted white supremacist, disrespected Dr. Francis Cress Welding. Haven't heard them say a word about him. As I said, Sister Nefertari, she had agreed we were going to do a whole program on Halloween about Tim Wise, and we ended up just talking about For Colored Girls. Now, I think she'll say, granted, you could have brought it up if you wanted to. That's probably true. She didn't involve that in the program. I didn't know, if she just changed her mind and wanted to focus on For Colored Girls. But, not a word said about Tim Wise. I haven't heard any of them say anything. And as I said, they've obviously heard that program. That's very, on a lot of levels, very suspicious to me, both of Tim Wise and of them, and him being Jewish. And he hasn't said anything about them. Like, I don't hear him address these folks like, hey, these are what they call anti-Semites, whatever that means. I don't hear him making any attacks on what they're doing, which also seems strange. If he's all about social justice, he should be saying, hey, this is incorrect. These are Semites and anti-Semites, excuse me. These are anti-Semites and, they should be called out. He didn't even fuss at Gus for having those folks on the show. He could have said that before he came back in July. You had these anti-Semites on the show, and they're talking about Jews and small hats, and I'm not going to do your prayer. He could have said that in May. In fact, he could have said that in April. I think Irritated Jeannie had definitely been on before he was here for the fifth time, and I think Sister Nefertari might have as well. He never said anything about them, never referenced them. He's listened to the program. He knows where I am. And I never heard them say anything about him. So at any rate, I just find that very strange. I hope black people can just kind of look at this and do the math about how things are not adding up. And again, a key aspect of this, you just can't think that the white people at Homeland Security don't know, that he's Irritated Jeannie. They just can't be, okay, Knight Mr. Kamathi, and, you know, it's all done. And, you know, they don't know anything about Irritated Genie, moonlighting and selling videos about kill crackers and small hats. And, you know, I mean, really? I just don't think that's possible. I could be incorrect. I don't think that's possible. I don't think that's feasible. And particularly when I look at the total context, you also have King Samir in this group, who, you know, comes out and talks about killing white people, all white people, and killing cracker babies or whatever, and you get these charges thrown out? Like, that's noteworthy. Like, wow. I mean, even I can hear people say, you know, I saw the video and, you know, he didn't really do anything. They were just, you know, white people out trumping up charges on him. Like, okay, black people get hemmed up every day. The Scott sisters, I mean, black people, innocent black people get, you know, locked away for years every day. It's almost every day you're hearing about a black male getting out of jail after 27 years for having, you know, been accused of raping somebody. You know, that's every day now. It's like, what makes him so special? Just because, you know, he was innocent of what he was charged with. What makes him? And he's talking about killing white people? Like, wow, that's interesting. I don't think Gus, if I got felony charges, you know, thrown at me, I don't think Eric Holder or anybody else is going to intervene to get my felony charges dropped, particularly if, you know, I've been publicly talking about kill white people. That's interesting company. Somebody who works for Homeland Security. Wow. That's just real interesting. And again, you know, I can't think that white people don't know this. The white people who allowed him, King Samir, I'm talking about, allowed the charges to be, you know, thrown out. I can't think that white people, the most powerful white people, if they didn't want that to happen, the charges would have stuck. That's what I have to think, following the logic of racism and white supremacy. So I got to think the most powerful racists, they're all right with this. You know, if that's the case, I mean, wow. And you're right in with somebody who works at Homeland Security. Wow. Wow. That's fascinating. Like, I don't know a lot of people that work at Homeland Security. I never met anybody that worked at I never met anyone who worked at Homeland Security, ever. I don't even know if they have a local branch. You know, here in Seattle, I suspect they do because the riots were here, the World Trade Center thing. So I suspect that I need to investigate that. I will. If you have any information on Homeland Security, I would be interested in that. You can shoot it to my email, untiljustice@gmail.com. Again, it's untiljustice@gmail.com. Thank you, Homeland Security. And particularly if you find anything about Homeland Security in Seattle or Washington State, that would be constructive and appreciated. But, yeah, I find that interesting. And I think one of the listeners, just following the logic, he wrote in, I believe it was Vickers. I could be incorrect. Reckless 2.0, right here at Blog Talk Radio. He said, I wonder if Irritated Genie, Ayo Kamathi, Homeland Security employee, had anything to do with the charges being dismissed against King Samir. And, you know, I'm not saying it happened. I'm just saying, hey, maybe that could be. Maybe that could be. They seem to have a relationship. They were on the show together. They've done shows together. King Samir's on Genie's network. Maybe, you know, maybe that's possible. Don't know. Just things that should be thought about. I think just following the logic, for me, it's totally unacceptable to have someone who's employed with Homeland Security talking about killing white people and doing so in cells, doing broadcasts, public programs, more than one about agents while he's employed with Homeland Security. It's not acceptable. I cannot believe that white people don't know he's doing this. That is just absurd. And he tried to convince me that white people didn't know what he was doing. I remember we had a conversation where he said that he put a lot of buckets and buckets of words into saying that he hoped he could go a year without white people knowing he was on the radar. And I was like, that's absurd. You think white people don't know what you do? And that's when he revealed that he worked for Homeland Security. So, I mean, that's just crazy. Like, I mean, that's pretty much him conceding right there. You're correct. White people do know what I'm doing. I mean, doubly, because he's also saying he works for Homeland Security. So, of course, they know what you're doing. I mean, yeah, like I said, I was slacking on my job. I need to do much better. We need to do much better. But it's a great learning experience, and I have to be very suspicious of the whole Jewish issue because you got two prominent black people talking about racism, white supremacy, bringing up the small hat issue. They become aware of a specific small hat, Tim Wise, that they can get at, and I don't hear them say anything about Tim Wise. Not one word. Why not? Why not? I mean, he insulted Dr. Welsing to her the program. Why not? Why not? I gotta be very suspicious of the whole Jewish thing. Someone asked me if I had been swayed and all that. Absolutely not. I have not been swayed. I think it's just a distraction. It just takes you off of where you need to be, just staying with white. White. The so-called Jews are white people. Let's just stick with that. I think that is much more constructive to go. I've just seen too much evidence that when it veers off and gets into the Jewish thing, you know, we just end up off the track, man. That's what I've seen every time. We end up off the track. And this just stands out, you know, too much to be ignored, that you've got people who prominently talk about Jews being a problem and reference them as small hats and very derogatory and say they're the crux of the problem of racism, white supremacy, and then nothing to say about Tim Wise. If you all can catch programs where they did say something about him, I would love to hear it. But, and again, my request, these folks, since they really say Irritated Genie, Homeland Security employee, and Sister Nefertari, since they really got a problem with small hats, so-called Jews, white people in general, get at Tim Wise. Get at Tim Wise immediately. I think he's done quite a bit more than Gus T. Renegade, quite a bit more, admitted white supremacist. He's confusing black people in hordes of numbers. Long-term, I think he could be a big problem. Be suspicious of Tim Wise. Be suspicious. Let's get on that ground about Tim Wise. I don't think I'm doing anything greater to harm black people than Mr. Tim Wise. If anything, I'm imploring black people, man, use your brain. Use your brain. I know white people have really trained us against thinking and just, you know, just doing the simple math, 1 and 1 and 2. This is not personal. You know, this is not about personal beef, you know. I hate even having to go and mention all this because it sounds like just typical Negro drama, and I hope it doesn't. I hope it sounds like someone imploring black people, non-white people, to think critically, because this could be serious. You know, you could be talking jail time, you know, that entrapment, you know, get on the radio and saying, yeah, you should kill all white people. We should have a little group or cell or whatever. And I mean, bam, be locked up as a terrorist for like, who knows, you know, they never even charge you, be held indefinitely without even charging you. I mean, that's real serious. That's what Homeland Security is doing right now, unless I've been misinformed. Which could be, if my perception of Homeland Security is in error of what Cynthia McKinney shared, if I've been misled, please call in and set me straight and make sure you have some evidence to support that, you know, I'm in error and that, you know, I need to get hooked up with Homeland Security too, because that's where black people come up. Let me know. I hope we could just look at this and just do the math. Like something is way off about all this, way, way off. Things just are not adding up correctly, and I'm very suspicious. I'm very suspicious. I've been paying attention to words and things, and I want to make sure I get this before I don't forget. Sister Nefertari, I hate having to, you know, make this sound like drama and pulling her in, but Sister Nefertari's event, unless I've been misinformed, Irritated Genie was a major financial contributor to that event happening in 2009, unless I'm incorrect. So, you know, I mean, if somebody, I can tell you, I feel a little, you know, awkward challenging an investor. I'm feeling less so now because of all this, because Irritated Genie and Warm Horizon, they were significant investors, financial investors. But unfortunately, racist men and racist women are in the best position to contribute resources under these conditions. So you really got to be suspicious. The Trojan horse, if you will, you really got to be suspicious. And regardless of where that package is coming from, because white people, as I've said all along, they just have an amazing ability to compromise non-white people. And I mean, you work for Homeland Security, you already been compromised. Let me stop and say that again. You work for Homeland Security, you've already been compromised. This is not personal. This is just business. This is, I said I wanted to be like Michael Corleone, Godfather, which is sad because that's totally referencing a racist white supremacist. So I need to do better about that. I need to get, you know, a black person to identify. But that's the thing. I don't have a black person who conquered white people. So, you know, I still need to get that out because that's supporting racism. But that's the thing. I don't have anybody in particular who I can follow that conquered racism, white supremacy. So it's hard for me to get a physical image on what that person would look like, but having to be a white person is unacceptable. So I'll not do that anymore. At any rate, just making logical, you know, business-like decisions in the way we go about calibrating what's happening around us. And you work for Homeland Security, you're talking about cells and agents and killing white people, all white people, under a system dominated by racism, white supremacy. Highly suspicious behavior. I need to write that down. As much information as I can get about you, including your salary, all the people that were talking wild and crazy and saying, you know, Gus, you know, whatever, supporting what they're doing or what have you. Just follow the follow the logic. Yep. I gotta give a hat tip. I'll check people called in too. But Ebony News Channel.blogspot.com, EbonyNewsChannel.blogspot.com, Ebony News Channel 818 when she was talking earlier about, you know, the previous programs and what happened, and she said she listened to the Wednesday broadcast with King Samir and Sister Nefertari, Irritated Genie. I think Brother Jeff, I think he called in as well to share his views on what went down. I think she listened to that program. But she was just, you know, pointing out, you know, little logical fallacies here and there, and that's when she asked the question about what's worse, you know, Irritated Genie, Ayo Kamasi working for Homeland Security, or Sarah Susan Study selling drugs to black people. And I thought, you know, outstanding question, you know, following the logic, logical fallacies. She wrote in, she said, do you remember a previous show where either you or someone else asked Ayo Kamasi, Irritated Genie, if white people knew what he was doing or if anyone in the government had bothered him? He said, not that I know of. She says, suspect, come on. I say, that is total foolishness. Like, that is total foolishness. And Justice was the person who asked that question. She asked him, you know, if white people knew about what he was doing or were bothering him. I was trying to find that particular program so that I could sound clip it, and I couldn't. But he's been here so much, you know. If you can find the specific program where Justice asked Irritated Genie, Ayo Kamasi, if white people enforcement officials had bothered him more or something to that effect since, you know, doing this work, and he answered that question. If you can find the specific program and the time on the program when that occurs, I would really appreciate it. I would love to sound clip it and play it back because that's, I mean, Justice, all-star, justice.asap@yahoo.com. Again, hold on 1 second. Okay. If you can find that particular program and the specific time during the broadcast where that goes down, I would really appreciate it. I would like to make that a sound clip. Just, you know, I think folks should hear it. Folks should hear it. I hope it has not come off as a personal rant. Like, I'm really, you know, angry and all that. I hope it hasn't. I hope it has just been, just thinking rationally about this. I mean, unless you can make sense, and people did call in, so I'm going to definitely hit the phone lines here because, you know, I want to see if I'm making sense or if you can make sense of this in a manner where, you know, a black person working at Homeland Security who talks about killing white people in cells on their spare time, if that just, you know, above suspicion, if you can enlighten me, I would really appreciate it. That would fast forward my thinking like years, and you know, it would help me a lot, because I can't make sense of it. All I can think is, man, this guy is incredibly dangerous, and I hope people will be extremely careful in dealing with him, talking to him, being around him. Extremely dangerous. Extremely dangerous. He is getting in contact with really anybody, any black person who looks like they're doing something, talking about racism, white supremacy. He's getting access to media outlets and making connects with different media outlets where he can get access to more people. This is really dangerous. You know, this could. I don't see where anything good is going to come of this. Like, even if the Homeland Security piece, but I mean, that's there. So we got to keep that. The Homeland Security piece is there. Bam. What I'm seeing is a pattern of the violence is not directed at white people. It's directed at black people. Everybody ends up on the coon list. I told Ahil Kamathi, Irritated Genie, Homeland Security employee, I told him this, you know, weeks ago. I just said this. I said, all this name calling, it just gets people emotionally riled up. It's very immature, and people just start copying it. They hear you, charismatic speaker, saying it. He's informed. He seems to be down for black people, and you're calling people coons left and right. They're going to start doing it, and they're going to be indiscriminate. Any black person that they don't like or they disagree with, he'll immediately, or she, will become a coon, and I don't see anything productive about that. And he started laughing and said, that is valid. Very valid point. I just like calling names. And it just, that's all it does is bypass logical thinking for you to just make an evaluation of information of what's being said and make judgments based on that. It just pushes you into making emotional, irrational decisions. In fact, you can look up name calling under propaganda, like white people, man, they study, they break this down, like the way people can use name calling to bypass your critical thinking. So you're not really analyzing or scrutinizing. You're just becoming emotionally attached or detached to or from another person. Real slick. Like, nigger, obviously, ultimate example. Ultimate example. So, yeah. But the name calling, you know, really want to be mindful. Pay attention when people are doing an excessive amount of names. And I mean, they name call everybody. Like, they name crackers and all this other stuff. And they're against the word nigger, but they use coon all the time. Like, I mean, gosh. Logical fallacies. I will check in with callers because I could be crazy. So if I am, you all can let me know. What I said may not have made sense. So if you can, you know, in your mind, if it's okay, if you think it's possible that Irritated Genie can work for Homeland Security and white people don't know that he's doing this work, running around saying kill all white people, get himself and do it, talking about agents. If you think it's possible that white people don't know he's doing it, maybe you can, you know, set my mind at ease on that. And then if you think white people do know, but it's still okay, there's nothing suspicious, then please let me know that as well, because, you know, that would be phenomenal. That would be phenomenal. So I'll just go down the phone list. Person who called in from a block number, your line is open. Person who called in from a block number, your line is open. Okay. I'll assume... Hello? Okay. Could be Homeland Security listening in. Person who called in, last four digits, 8507. Your line is open.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello? Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Pretty early this morning, huh? I just wanted to say that I listened to the program with King Samir and Irritated Genie, and this whole situation of public disunity is kind of disturbing to me. You know, not only, you know, on your part, but also with individuals.
Hold on a second, ma'am. We got to hold up. This is not about public unity. That's one of the words that they listed in the propaganda thing when you throw out a vague concept like that. This is about following the logic. You know, this is not about the brotherhood and the sisterhood. unless you can stop and break down, wait a minute, irritated genie, Ayo Kamasi, being a Homeland Security employee and talking about killing white people in cells and doing programs about agents and doing work that suggests violence against other black people while he works for Homeland Security. If you can tell me how that is not suspicious in your mind, I need to hear it right now.
Okay. It does raise a bit of suspicion, of course, you know. But I believe, you know, as you said before, unfortunately, we are addicted to hostile relations, and we need to be mindful that our relationships are being displayed internationally. You know, you mentioned that the person who was responsible for the demise of Garvey was a fellow black person that worked closely with him. This whole situation is I don't know, it's just kind of disturbing, just put it that way.
I agree totally.
Yeah.
I agree to, wait a minute. We really got to make sure the primary thing that is most disturbing here is the fact that you have a Homeland Security employee involved in this who is advocating killing white people in cells. Is that the most disturbing aspect of this?
Anything that involves killing to me is quite disturbing, you know. I believe that, you know, many people, you know, such as myself, have been overexhausted by understanding the context in which white people practice supremacy. You know, it's almost like questioning a beast as to why he continues to hunt his prey when we very well know that that's his nature, you know. And there is no need, you know, to continuously question this whole situation as far as white supremacy, because the basis for white supremacy did not come about with intellectualizing or negotiating compromises, you know. So we will not be able to combat this beast with negotiations or intellectualizing this whole state. You know, there is no way that we are going to negotiate our way out of the system. And there is no way, you know, that we can get from under the system without force. You know, the question still remains, where do we start? You know, I don't believe in killing black people. I don't believe in killing white people, but my question stands. Would we be able to realistically build a separate existence by disassociating ourselves from whites or blacks who help to maintain the system of white supremacy? You know,
Hang on one second. I'm going to stay on task a little bit because this is very important. I'm doing something very dangerous, doing something that could, if it goes poorly, ignite more conflict between black people. So what I'm doing is very risky, but I'm banking on the fact that we're going to stay on task and we're going to be able to see the logic because I feel like it's too blatant. I'm going to answer your question, ma'am, but you're off topic. I didn't say anything about being separate from white people. That's one thing we got to get better at. Black people, when talking, you got to stay on topic. Got to stay on top. That's something that helps me in interviews, staying focused on what that person is talking about exactly, following the conversation exactly, not being off topic. Your question was separate from white people. Absolutely not. And I would hope that anyone who listens to my program consistently understands that it's totally impossible. I suspect the language of black nationalism invariably makes it sound like where people think there's some way black people can get separate from white people. That's not possible at all. There's no Africa to go back to. There's no place you're going to be able to go to hide from white people. You got to replace the system of white supremacy with justice. Now, you said you're not comfortable with violence against black people. I totally agree. And that's why I was very comfortable doing this, because even, and I can't even say it, keeping in mind that he works for Homeland Security, you've seen evidence. If you listen to their Tuesday program, you've seen evidence where their environment invited, suggested violence against black people. That's not the first time you've seen this. This also happened with Sara Susan Seti. If you really have a problem with violence against black people, I totally agree. If that's true, you should be totally intolerant of any black person or black group of people who are doing something that looks like it could lead to violence against other black people. And you've seen that with Irritated Genie and their group. if you listen to their Wednesday broadcast and if you listen to the previous program about Sarasuti Seti, you've seen this more than once. It should be especially unacceptable if violence against black people looks like it could be a possibility of what's happening with this group, especially if one of the members works for Homeland Security. I think everything I just said makes logical sense. If you could just tell me, ma'am, 8507, if what I said makes sense, yes or no. If I said anything that doesn't make sense or is inaccurate, let me know. But if is what I just said accurate 100%?
It makes logical sense to question it, of course. So if
no,
that's
wait a minute. The question answer, does
to question
the
rather.
Is,
I'm sorry.
Is what I just said 100% accurate, logical, to your knowledge?
I would say it's 100% logical.
Okay, I can live with that. That's what I thought. It's totally logical what I'm saying. I thought I could slam dunk that. Everybody hearing this, it should not be a personal thing with Irritated Genie. It should be following the logic. This is very suspicious, and it looks like it's suggesting violence to other non-white people. 8507, hang on 1 second because other people did call in. I want to get them, and then I'll come back to you once I get through the other callers. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your patience and your honesty. She answered the question. 100% logical. Other person who called in from a block number, your line is open.
Can I be heard?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Oh, God, it's early. I was online doing a little bit of research. Now, I had heard this before but didn't pay it much attention. I have to go back and look up after the previous show. But I do find it ironic that as much talk as there is about small hats, and honestly, I'm not against black people looking into that because the amount of power and control that they have as a group, people, so-called Jewish people, I do think it's something we should pay attention to. I came across this before, but just looked at it again, and it's strange to me or suspicious that there could be so much talk about small hats and about their power on the part of the Irritated Genie, but Michael Chertoff, who is a Jew, is the head of Homeland Security. And looking at a few articles online, I'm finding that the Department of Homeland Security released $19 million to secure nonprofits. The vast majority were Jewish. I also found an article that states that there was a Jewish group out of Brooklyn, like a Jewish paramilitary group, who was training and volunteered to assist Homeland Security. There's a site called RealZionistNews.com. It's a website by Brother Nathaniel Kapner, who he was born, you know, into a Jewish family household, whatever you want to call it. He practices Christianity now, but he writes a lot of articles on Jewish people in the government, their influence, the control. It's a lot of religious overtones in what he writes, but I still find his articles to be helpful. But I really don't understand how you could do that much talking about Jewish people and them being enemies to black people and advocating that black people do commit acts of violence and kill white people, but be working for an organization with so much control and whose mission, you can find it on their website and other things about them, but the stated mission in a lot of what you see is to counter terrorism and homegrown terrorism. I would think that a call to kill white people and for black people to do that in groups would most likely be classified as homegrown terrorism by the white people that run Homeland Security. So I just don't understand how that can be spoken about, you know, freely and openly. And even the thing about Jewish people by someone who works for one of the major government bureaucracies, organizations, whatever you want to call it, and that being headed by Jews.
Logical fallacy. Logical fallacy. Things just don't add up. And to have someone saying all this at Homeland Security and to think white people don't know, like, I mean, that's just totally unacceptable. I mean, that's just totally unacceptable. Like, I just have to think that white people know you work for us at Homeland Security and you're doing it. And in fact, it could be possible. The work you do as Irritated Genie could be the work that he does for white people for Homeland Security. I think that, would you say that's possible, 818?
It could be. I don't think any of us want to imagine that that could be true, but following the logic, I just don't see how you can counter white people do counter warfare working for the department white people run meant to counter any type of counter warfare against the system of racism, white supremacy, or the U.S. government. Mm-hmm. I really don't see how, not, especially not in a public way like that. I wouldn't think that I would be able to pull something like that off and still go to work and a job.
At Homeland Security.
Yeah, at that. And I believe that the area he works in, is it supplying weapons or something to the Navy or to military?
I think that is an aspect of it, unless I'm mistaken, but I believe that's correct. I'll pull it up and see.
So can you work in that department and supply military weapons or ammunition or anything to the military but still openly talk about killing white people?
That's an excellent question.
It's disturbing to me, and I appreciate the information that he shared. I did find a lot of it to be very constructive. I enjoyed the DVDs that I saw. But those things, I can't, like, turn off my mind and my logic and not question those things. Especially, you know, Homeland Security is big on surveillance, whether it's on the Internet. There's an article on the Real Zionist News website called Jews Watching You, The Rise of U.S. Surveillance of the U.S. Surveillance State, The Jews Behind It. But he goes on in this article to write about Homeland Security and their role in that, in surveillance on U.S. citizens. It says Homeland Security / NSA now has a wiretapping program in place, codenamed Stellar Wind, interfaced with the Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FINCEN. The Pentagon's Counterintelligence Field Activity, CIFA / Threat and Local Observation Notice, TALON, and FEMA Database of American Citizens, codenamed Maine Corps, all began operating in concert in 2002 to monitor anti-war groups such as the Quakers, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, Greenpeace, and alternative news journalists. So if they're targeting those people, including PETA, I can't imagine that they wouldn't target War on the Horizon or any other black organization that's talking about killing white people. PETA?
May I ask, do you think it is logical to think that War on the Horizon perhaps could be a shell company for Homeland Security?
It's an unpleasant thought, but it is logical.
If he is, to your knowledge, is Irritated Genie the director of War on the Horizon, or the leader, whatever term you would use, of War on the Horizon?
To my knowledge, yes, I believe he stated such.
Okay. Just following the logic, folks.
Correctly.
Just following the logic. Nothing personal. I have to get a better metaphor, but that's real gangsters, the real people that run things. That's the way you make decisions. It's not personal. It's just business. It's adding one and one, arriving at two. That's all. Mr. Fuller even said that the most powerful people do not lie to themselves. They are most honest with themselves. And I think that's something the truth shall set you free. That was the crux of all of this. What I believe to be the lack of truth in the roundtable in asserting that black people are the greatest builders currently, 2010. Not true, in my opinion. Person who called in, other person from a block number with a hand up. Your line is open. Oh, wait a minute. Before I get to you, person, are you there? Called in from a block number.
Hello, can I be heard?
Yes, sir.
Hello, can I be heard?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. First of all, I just want to point out that that Michael Chertoff is not the head of Homeland Security. Janet Napolitano is the head of Homeland Security.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. I appreciate accurate information. Did you want to say anything else? Or?
No.
Okay. I dig it. I dig it. That's okay. That's great. I have to assume that I've had accurate information on the program. Did what I'm saying, sir, does that make sense, what I've said? This gentleman working for Homeland Security and then doing public presentations where he's talking about killing white people in cells and programs talking about agents, that this is highly suspicious and that I should think that the white people that he works for are aware of what he does. Do you think that's logical?
I think it's suspicious with respect to his employer. However, from what I gather just from listening to this program, no one really knows exactly what it is that he does. I mean, for Homeland Security. I mean, I've looked at some of the information and I saw where he was some type of procurement agent. And, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but procurement involves purchasing. Now, I don't know, you know, I mean, working for Homeland Security does not necessarily mean that he has access to, you know, top secret information. I mean, because you can be a TSA agent and work for Homeland Security, you know, but from the TSA agents that I've encountered, I don't think that these individuals, you know, have access to really sensitive information. So I think that it does raise some suspicion, but I think we need to be very careful because, like I said before, this whole thing it just seems very counterproductive. This whole exercise seems very counterproductive because what you
okay?
Have,
wait a minute, though, sir. Wait a minute. This, I mean, I was like this too. I'm trying to hop in to just catch this. I totally agree. Key here. Do you think white people are ignorant? The white people that he works for at Homeland Security are unaware of his activities as the irritated genie. And I mean specifically that he goes out and talks about killing white people. Do you think the white people that he works for at Homeland Security are ignorant of that? And yes or no? Yes or no? This is real important.
Let me reiterate. I don't know what he does. And so therefore,
Sir, wait a minute. If you know he works for Homeland Security, this is real simple. If you know he works for Homeland Security, if you think that's accurate, either he does or he doesn't work for Homeland Security. If he does, do you think it's possible that the white people at Homeland Security are unaware of what he does as the irritated genie? Do you think that's possible in a system dominated by racism, white supremacy?
Okay, once again, Gus, like I said, I don't know what he does for Homeland Security. Now, if he has some insignificant type of position working for Homeland Security, I think it is possible. I think he could fly under the radar. Now, however, if he has a more prominent position working for Homeland Security, and like I said, I have to go back to what he does for Homeland Security because that's a very large agency. Okay, it also encompasses TSA agents, and I think that it's possible as a TSA agent, you know, to work for Homeland Security and do what he does. So it depends on what he does. It depends.
To your knowledge, is he a TSA agent?
I don't know what he does. All I know is that I saw something about procurement. Now, like I said, correct me if I'm wrong. If you are a procurement agent, that involves purchasing. I mean, I have a background in the manufacturing industry, and I know that to be true. That involves purchasing, but purchasing what? And then it said something about small business. Now, I don't know, you know, in a scheme of things, I don't know how that relates to, say, maybe someone who has access to highly sensitive information, you know, I mean, I don't know what relationship that would have to that, to something along those lines, you know, like some clandestine
okay.
Access.
Well, hold on a second, because what I can do is I can just read what is his posted job description now,
okay.
and I totally agree that this could be I mean, he works for Homeland Security. but I'll read the job description, and because it doesn't say anything about TSA, it doesn't say anything about that, so I think we can scratch that.
So I was going to use
Let me read.
Yeah.
I understand, but he doesn't work for TSA, so we can toss that real quick. I'll read the job description because that's not relevant. Okay. He works for the Small Business Contact in the section that's titled Small Business Contact, and this is under U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office of Acquisition Management, and it says that Mr. Ayo Kamathi, Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office of Acquisition Management, is the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Small Business Specialist who serves as a point of contact for private firms seeking agency-specific acquisition information. Meetings with the ICE Small Business Specialist are scheduled through the Department of Homeland Security Open for Business website. Mr. Kamathi can be reached at the following address. I think this gives me enough information for me to conclude, just based on logic, that this person, Irritated Genie, is not a janitor in the building. He is the contact person for a specific division. That does not sound like, you know, a small fry at Homeland Security, and I don't even know what a Homeland Security small fry unimportant person would be. The caller said TSA, but from his posted job description, he doesn't work at TSA, so that's not what we're talking about. And again, using logic, do you think it's possible for someone to be the contact point for a specific division and a specific division at Homeland Security and go around talking about killing white people? Do you think that's possible in a system dominated by racism, white supremacy? I don't think that is remotely possible. And as a victim of white supremacy, I don't think it makes logical sense for me to take the position that it is. If someone can give you information of, you know, otherwise, I'm open to it. Other person who called in from a block number, did you have a question or comment? Other person who called in from the block number, do you have a question or comment? Okay, they're listening, I guess, to whatever music and doing their thing. I'll get the person who called in, but someone sent me an email. Follow the logic, he said, from the email, John Public. What is your full name, LaVar? And I said on the previous program, I said my name, spell my name correctly, L-A, capital V, as in Vic, A-R. Thank you. And who are you employed by? And if you're not willing to disclose all your personal info, close your mouth. Otherwise, it's like the pot calling the kettle black. I will say this. Number one, I told Irritated Genie, I'm okay with having people be suspicious of me. You should be. I said on a way, way back program before all this started, you should be suspicious of me. You don't know me. Follow the logic. That's what this is all about. It's not personal. And I told Genie, we can all come on and say, you should be suspicious of all of us. I'm very calm. And I told Irritated Genie this exactly. So I'm getting to say this again publicly. I'm very comfortable with people being suspicious of me. You can go back and listen to the archives, the program Genie did on agents. And I said, you should be suspicious of me. Genie shared that people had contacted him and said, this Gus guy is an agent. And I said, that's great. You should think that way. Now, what are you going to do about it? I am very comfortable with that. I think that's logical under these conditions. I think it's very possible. So, yeah, I'm very comfortable with people looking at me with the same suspicion and saying that I could be an agent too, just trying to stir up more trouble. I'm very comfortable with that. But the difference between the two of us, he has admitted to being an employee at Homeland Security. I'm not employed at Homeland Security, period. Now, you can say, hey, he could be lying. That's no problem. Decide for yourself. But this gentleman has admitted to being an employee at Homeland Security. At least for me, that's a little different. That's a little different. It could be true that I'm not employed at Homeland Security, but I could be lying. Irritated Genie has admitted to working at Homeland Security. Very different thing. He has a website at Homeland Security. Very different thing. Now, if you think it's possible for someone to admit to working for Homeland Security and to have a website set up that says so and talk about killing white people publicly and in cells, and you don't think his white employers know about that, okay. And you think that, you know, this is the pot calling the kettle back, that Gus could be doing the exact same thing. I guess it's possible. I guess I would say follow the logic, and if you have evidence to suggest that, or if you just get a feeling, you know, Gus is not doing the correct thing, I think he's suspicious too, go with that. Follow the logic. I'm very okay with people being suspicious of me, so I wanted to get that out, make sure I'm known. Let's see. People are sending in emails. Let's see. Oh yeah, they got his job duties. Law enforcement supplies. Yeah, he's ammunition, handcuffs. I mean, you know, I don't do all this. You know, you can decide for yourself if I'm telling you the truth. I'm not employed with Homeland Security. White people do not directly give me money for doing anything. So I'm telling you, it's not the pot calling the kettle black. I give as much information about myself as I'm willing at any time, which is also, you know, part of even asking the 200 questions or 300 or whatever it is. Any person has the ability to not answer questions when they don't want to. And you stop at that point and you make your decision, you know, based on what information they gave you, which questions they wanted to ask or answer, and you make your decision. And as I said, I'm very comfortable with people being suspicious of me. I don't have a problem with that at all. I encourage it. I encourage it, and I definitely think if you can be suspicious of me, you should definitely be suspicious of him because he admits to working for Homeland Security. So that's my opinion. I could be wrong. Let's see, person 8507, you had your hand up. Do you have another comment you wanted to make?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just listening.
Oh, no, no worries. No worries. Okay. At any rate, I hope this is not, as I said, very risky. Could just be stirring up trouble and more beef, and it seems some people really are still kind of undervaluing him admitting to being an employee at Homeland Security. And the caller mentioned unity and all that. I'm totally not about unity. As I said, that was one of the buzzwords that was mentioned in the propaganda information. It's a vague concept. It sounds good, sounds catchy. That's not what we're about. Boy, that's not what I'm about. I'm about replacing white supremacy with justice and people following logic. It's not personal, you know. I'm not even telling you not to listen to their program or anything. I'm just saying, hey, go into this with eyes wide open. Be paying attention. Be listening out for things not being accurate, things being suspicious. And keep in mind, you have an employee of Homeland Security here. Keep that in mind. When you're hearing this person, like I said, go back and listen to the archives. There's a big difference. There's a big difference between somebody coming on a program publicly and saying, you know, suggesting getting in cells to kill white people and being employed at Homeland Security. I wouldn't care what they did. That is huge. And you're going to have a hard time convincing me logically that even if the janitor worked at Homeland Security, that they could get scot-free and go out and talk about killing white people publicly and being in cells to do it. I mean, no, I'm sorry. I just that does not add up to me logically. No, and I hope people have suspicion, and my hope is that black people will be able to just think about that and follow that through and see if it makes sense. And again, you have just blatant, in my opinion, blatant contradictions that are incorrect. To be totally against Jews, and, you know, nothing is said about Tim Wise. The caller shared the information about Homeland Security and their ties. I mean, Just looking for logical fallacies, in my opinion. I mean, we're seriously looking at a suspicion of entrapment. When you have people being fussed at for not giving a response to killing all white people, and you have callers calling in and demanding an answer to that, and then these callers getting upset and suggesting violence, and recalling that question wasn't answered, and, you know, being upset you should have answered the question. That's, you know, I mean, that's really interesting to have someone who works at Homeland Security. Now, if you, you know, if you can, in your mind, if you can say, hey, I think he had a low-level job and, you know, he didn't, he works as a janitor or something or TSA or whatever, which is not, you know, the case according to what's on his page, if that's accurate information. you know, if you can explain that, that's fine. But, you know, I'm unfortunately as a victim in this position, I feel like it's not constructive for us to give the benefit of the doubt to Homeland Security employees, unfortunately. And like I said, I get an F on this one. I should have shared this immediately. Real name, bam, immediately. And, yeah, raising a flag because that's, for me, that's just not cool. In my logic and my thinking, that's not cool. Homeland Security and making those types of statements. And then, like I said, just following the activity of the group, not seeing anything directed at white people. I'm seeing things consistently directed at black people. Yeah, it's too great a concern. And yeah, I want people. I'm sharing all this because I feel like this this warrants a lot of suspicion. This warrants a lot of suspicion. And yeah, it's not about a unity thing. It's about a logic thing. This warrants a tremendous amount of suspicion. I think this is very dangerous, and I hope people are just being very mindful. Just you got to think. We really got to think. We've had a tremendous absence of that, and I think it's hurt us a great deal and why we haven't made more progress against racism, white supremacy, but just being very, very cautious. Like I said, white people have been in a position to compromise black people consistently. And I would not want anyone to, put themselves in a sticky situation or for that to even be possible. And I feel like for this situation, I have enough evidence to conclude it's possible. And as the person who emailed in, hey, if you have enough evidence or suspicion to think that's possible with Gus, then you should move accordingly. I just think that should be there with everybody. You know, we're unfortunately in a very weak position, and there should be a lot of scrutiny with anybody. You know, evaluate what they're saying, see if it makes sense, and keep in mind, you know, this person could have – this is all about deception, the environment that we're in. It's all about deception. So you really want to make sure that you're being careful with yourself. You know, if you think as some of the callers suggested, if you think, you know, that's no big deal, you know, he works at Homeland Security and, you know, I think I don't see a problem or I don't see a conflict between him doing that and going around talking about killing white people and incels and agents. I think I don't see anything suspicious about that. I think he could do that and white people be totally unaware. No worries. I cannot make that click in my mind. It does not make sense. And, I kind of need to say something about it publicly. It doesn't make sense. And I would hope that people are aware. And like I said, my compensatory request, get at Tim Wise. Small hat, admitted racist, talk bad about Dr. Welsing. Much bigger problem, in my opinion. I could be wrong. And if they're not willing to do that, well, you know. These white people are off the hook again. At any rate, I hope, you know, people see value. I hope people really step back and take a long, hard look at this. Again, this is not about, you know, we're not going to solve this problem around black people uniting, whatever that means. We're going to solve this problem by being better thinkers, better critical thinkers, and the way we look about this. That's why I say it's not about brother and sister. It's just about doing constructive things to replace white supremacy with justice. That's all. It's not about, I don't have the agenda of befriending every black person or, you know, any of that. That's not my objective. You know, I'm not your friend. I said that before. I'll say it again. I'm not your friend. I'm just about sharing constructive information. So, I hope black people will be a little less inclined to think in the unity frame of mind that so-called black unity is what will solve this. It's not going to happen. We don't have black unity. Don't expect to have black unity. You want to have black people thinking logically about how to interact with one another in the most constructive manner. And a part of that including having some suspicions around who you hang out with. You're in a very dangerous condition, a warlike condition, where you have people who are being deceptive. That's what this system is all about, total deception. And you really got to be critical because there can be a lot of people. There can be a lot of people, you know, who are giving out incorrect information or giving out correct information. As I said, I think Jeannie and Sister Nefertari, they do have a lot of correct information, accurate information about racism, white supremacy, but that can be done, while also having a hidden agenda. And again, you know, just saying be suspicious. For me, it's a bit much for someone to work at Homeland Security and be talking about cells and agents and then dissuading me from being logical and thinking for myself. That's just very strange, very strange. And to use the term ungood like that to me also, I mean, that is straight from 1984, straight Orwellian language. Red flags, just way too many red flags for me, and that's at the crux of all this. As I said to the gentleman who sent the email, totally cool, be suspicious, no worries. You should be suspicious of anybody coming out talking about racism, white supremacy, including Gus. I would not try to convince anyone to not be suspicious of me. Be very suspicious. Maintain your suspicion and make sure what I'm saying adds up. And if it doesn't, then, as I've always said, you know, you don't have to listen. You can go do your own thing, listen to somebody else. I think I've said that pretty consistently since I've been on the air, and I will continue to do so. But on that note, as I said, you know, I hope this does not sound like, personal vendetta, because it's not. It's just following the logic. if anything, it's personal because I'm, splitting with investors, the folks who, made it possible for me to get my MacBook Pro. So if anything, I'm going against my own self-interest. But I hope in the long run that that's not true. I hope in the long run it is in my self-interest, and I think it is. I strongly believe it is, to reveal this information, because this is just – I feel like I made a major error. I'm admitting, man, I should have done the math on this, a good, 2 months ago. This should have been immediate. Oh, you work at Homeland Security. Wait a minute. He was talking about killing people in cells. Like, whoa, what is your real name? What is your salary? See, that would be more, I would have more evidence. See, if he makes, $100,000, I mean, now, whoa, you're not going to tell me white people are going to give a black male at Homeland Security $100,000 and then not know that this black person is talking about killing all whiteys on their free time? Come on. You can tell that one to somebody else, not me, sorry. And I guess, you can set your own threshold for, whatever you think he does at Homeland Security as to whether or not white people, what sort of tabs they would have on him. I would tend to think that white folks are informed. I think they tend to keep an eye on the folks who work at such a capacity for the government that they would not just be having, any old body slip in their building and be working for Homeland Security. But I could be wrong. Keep that in mind. Could be incorrect. At any rate, we do have another program coming up in a few hours. I hope it has been constructive. Thank you to everybody who emailed and checked on me for support. I appreciate it. I am safe. It's safe as possible under the system of racism, white supremacy, and just looking to continue to make an effort to make constructive programming and learn. Hopefully this has been a great big learning experience for all. It certainly has been informative for me, and I hope to do better next time. I hope to do much better, and I hope you all will too. And again, a key part, in my opinion, a key part of my error in not saying all this sooner. I guess the only regret I would have is not saying it. It's just not saying it sooner. So the only thing I would say is a key part of that, in my opinion, not having enough value for the work, not thinking that, I should suspect that white people would be that interested and intimately involved in what I'm doing, not suspecting that and not just being more suspicious and just placing more importance on what I'm doing and thinking that, it is very possible that it's going to attract attention of powerful racists to do something about my efforts, just keeping that in mind and follow the logic. To me, this is just, it's not personal, it's just logical. It's not personal, logical, it's business. Let me double check the person who called in, 9522. Did you have a question, 9522?
I just wanted to give you my support for trying to keep everything logical. Under the context of white supremacy, we need to stop acting emotionally and start thinking irrationally and realizing that we are international players in this game. It's not just a local thing. And I think that we have too many speakers who prey on our emotions of being depraved and once great. I personally have commented to the brother Ayo Kamathi on his Facebook page to have my comments removed and blocked. And I feel like no one in our community should be deemed as irrelevant because we are all victims of white supremacy. And in regards to the media's attack on, you know, black malehood and black feminism or black femininity, there are people who make a conscious choice and decision to be gay. And our attacks should not be against them, but our attacks should be against the GEO group and the private prison corporations worldwide that are forcing our people to be gay in prison industrial complexes. But you can't speak out against them if you work with them. There is no way for you to take on Dick Cheney, who is a board member and also a shareholder of the GEO group or Wacken Hut, who administers these private prisons around the world, in Africa, in Australia, who have these large prison populations of black males who are forced to have homosexual sex. They're not making a conscious decision. I made a comment to the brother that in South Africa, you have a phenomenon of sisters who are deemed masculine-looking or suspected lesbians who are being gang raped by up to 5 or 6 different brothers, you know, at a time and killed. And there is no outcry or concern for them because of them being homosexual. So here in the United States, it should not be our only stance that the media is forcing homosexuality on us. We have to realize that we are talking about an oppressed group of people. And instead of, you know, chest beating and saying how great we were in the past, we have to really consider the impact of our words on a larger cultural, you know, environment for our people. So I just want to give you, you know, big support and shout out. You know, everyone follows the cows and knows that you are strictly dealing with how can we retaliate, how can we combat the context of white supremacy that is impacting our lives, and not just from an emotional feel-good standpoint of kill the cracker. Because I'm in Ohio, and they have an Ohio Defense League of white nationalists who have maps, who have guns, who practice on the weekends, you know, who are ready for a race war if that's what we want. But we truly are not ready for that if our attention is so focused on us hurting each other. So just, you know, keep doing what you're doing, Brother Gov. We support you and we appreciate you putting out the information that we need.
I appreciate it, and I'm true to my word. You should also maintain suspicion of Gus. I think I've said that consistently. If you like the program, so what? If you don't like the program, so what? Replace white supremacy with justice. I hope you will maintain the same level of suspicion and just, you know, scrutiny of what I'm doing and what I'm saying to make sure it's logical and it makes sense to you. And, I'm glad the program has been of value. And I totally agree. We really we just got to be intolerant of anything that is looking like it's pushing violence on other black people. That just is totally unacceptable. Anything that's, unless it's, you know, in defense of life or major property, if they're not doing that, we just can't get behind anything that's going to push violence against black people. I'm not in support of the homosexual thing, but, you know, I think he does have a lot of constructive information about the feminization of black males. But I agree, we really should spend our time, the primary amount of our time focused on white people and not getting that other black people, regardless of what they're doing. We can call out incorrect behavior where we disagree, but shouldn't be getting to anything that's looking like it's going to lead to conflict, and particularly when a person works for Homeland Security. That can't be forgotten or taken, in my opinion. It cannot be left out. It cannot be anything that I minimize. If anything, I got to maximize that. I guess that's what I'm saying, and that would be I guess my final comment on it, thank you for the caller 9522, that I think that's something that doesn't get minimized. Even if you think Irritated Genie, he has great information, it's not a big deal that he works at Homeland Security, I'm saying it is a big deal. That's something that's got to be really maximized. It was something that I did not maximize, that I did not apply enough significance to, particularly given, you know, what he says on programs and talks about. That's just got to be maximized greatly. That's something that, you know, can't be belittled or just easily explained away. That's got to be taken seriously. You know, the Patriot Act and all that stuff is shit. White people complain about Homeland Security and the Patriot Act. You know, I don't think there's any aspect of Homeland Security that white people minimize or take for granted. And I don't think we can do that either. I think we got to look at that as that is heavy weight. And particularly given what you're saying, I can't allow myself to begin to think that white people don't know anything about this and that this is just hunky-dory and I shouldn't. No way. That's what I'm saying. No way, emphatically. No way. Be careful. And that's what all this is in the spirit of just, you know, folks, be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Don't let people bully you into saying things, you know, just to sound tough or whatever. Don't let people dissuade you from doing the correct thing. Really make an effort to use your brain and think. Think through things. Ask questions. If things are not adding up, ask questions and make sure your question gets answered. You know, ask questions. Like I said, I didn't ask enough questions. I should ask immediately. Oh, you're an employee at Homeless Care. What is your real name? How much do you make? It should have been a lot of questions. A lot of questions asked. You know, do your duties involve deceiving people? some real important questions asked. And that's why we're not asking enough questions. The people that called it, we're not asking enough questions. We're not asking the correct questions. I'm not trying to be all unity with someone who works at Homeland Security. Like, whoa, that should be hands up. Wait a minute. I got to think about this. I mean, this is serious. Maybe you all know people that work for Homeland Security. I don't. Maybe that's, you know, I'll open the lines up to ask that. Does anybody that's on the line right now, out of everybody who called in, do any of you know someone who works for Homeland Security?
I don't know anyone directly who works for Homeland Security, but I've been acquainted with someone who said that his sister worked at Homeland Security. He didn't say in what capacity. I know there was a female online who basically had tracked down his mother's address and told him that she knew where his mother lived, and she was leaving comments on his channel online, and he stated that he left them up there so if she got out of control, he would talk to his cousin at Homeland Security and have her take care of her, or I guess scare or intimidate her in some sort of way. But whatever, I don't know what capacity his cousin worked for Homeland Security, but he did make it seem like she definitely had access to some sort of information to where, you know, she could make the person nervous about bothering him or whatever. I don't know anyone directly. No, I don't.
Anybody else on here? Anybody know someone directly who works at Homeland Security? That's about what I thought. I was going to play my cricket sound effect. That's what I thought. At any rate, I don't know anyone who works at Homeland Security. I've never met anyone who works at Homeland Security. it's very suspicious for me. I'm not able to, you know, just make light of this. Like I said, I was slipping a little bit. Doing better. I'm going to try and do much better, much, much better. Set the bar way higher with regards to all this, so that I can do better. And you know, it's self defense. You know, just not putting yourself out there to be harmed. That's what this is all about, decreasing the amount of harm to Black people, victims of racism. At any rate, we've taken up 2 hours, and we'll be back later in the day, so I'm sure. I'm hoping if I did a good job, people won't be upset. They will just think about the logic of what I said, and I think it's glaring. if you don't know enough about Homeland Security, do some research. I would encourage that. We should all do more research about Homeland Security. I made a request. I made two of them. I made a request that the people, Irritated Genie, King Samir, Sister Nefertari, they're really about getting at white people in racism, white supremacy. They don't like small hats. Get at Tim Wise. And I'll make another request. I said it earlier. More information about Homeland Security. Do they have a branch here in Washington State? Do they have a branch in Seattle specifically? More information about Homeland Security. Yeah, I think we could all stand to be better informed about Homeland Security so we can make a better decision about, you know, being involved with someone who works at Homeland Security under the capacity that is stated on his website and, you know, his stance on so-called race war, racism, white supremacy. That more information. So, yeah, that is a request. More information about Homeland Security and specifically for me, what do they have a branch here in Seattle? And if you can get more information from Irritated G, I would like his salary. That should be public information. How much money do you get paid by white people? And I'll end with this because I said this before the show. You talk about Coonan. How much money do white people give you to work at Homeland Security? I've concluded you got to be known to the white people who work at Homeland Security. They got to know. You are Irritated Genie also doing these videos, so forth. How much did they pay you to do this? I can tell you, hey, I don't earn dough for this at all other than, you know, my investments. I got my MacBook Pro. White people are not bankrolling me. How much money, what is your salary at Homeland Security? How much money do racist man and racist woman pay you? And then I have to think, they give him this amount of money and they don't know him. He's doing these videos. Could be on the up and up, but I just got a lot of suspicion. I got logical fallacies, and he said the word ungood, direct from 1984, George Orwell. Think for yourselves. Follow the logic. We'll be back at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern on this Saturday, December 4th, we'll be back with Brother James X. He has a white parent, and he's in the Nation of Islam. Very interesting. Thank you for supporting the program. Hope it has been a constructive investment of your time and energy. And please maintain suspicion of Gusty Renegade, white people, and anyone employed at Homeland Security. Replace white supremacy with justice immediately.